Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
They say revenge is a dish best served cold, and it turns out they might actually be right. At least that's the conclusion to be drawn from the countless brilliant examples of cold, calculated revenge to be found throughout the internet. From the ultimate way to stop a food thief to the greatest payback against a bully you'll ever hear, let's check out some awesomely passive-aggressive ways people got revenge.
You're listening.
You'd be amazed. In 2011, Lee Beaumont from Leeds, England, got even with the frustratingly high number of telemarketing cold callers he was dealing with by turning them into a new stream of income. While only giving his personal number out to friends and relatives, he set up a premium phone line to give out every time a bank, gas, or electricity supplier requested his contact number. As these types of companies occasionally pass customer details on to the types of organizations likely to carry out cold calling, if anyone did cold call him, they'd pay the price, specifically 10 pence per minute. In his first 2 years with the premium line, Lee made over £300 from cold callers. He wound up trying to keep the cold callers he'd once despised on the phone for as long as possible to squeeze more money out of them. Once the story got picked up by news organizations, he began making even more money from the journalists calling to ask him about his setup. They say the best revenge is living well, and for Lee Beaumont, this was certainly true, thanks to all that extra money it earned him. Next up, international politics is a difficult game. When you depend heavily on the oil exports of a nation run by someone guilty of inflicting countless human rights violations upon their own people, things get a little complicated. That was exactly the case with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, so when he visited the UK in 2007, the Brits weren't exactly overjoyed. And neither were the band employed to welcome him. But being under the employ of the British royal family, the band couldn't flat out refuse to play, so instead they chose to accompany the Saudi king's approach with a suitably menacing soundtrack. The Imperial March, Darth Vader's theme from Star Wars. Pretty fitting and wonderfully passive-aggressive. Can't beat that good old British sense of humor. Humor is often the best way to deal with things, as proven by this next entry. When someone's significant other is snoring in bed, the usual response is to shove them until they stop long enough for the other person to fall asleep. But that wasn't enough for Twitter user Duck Mischief. Instead, she recorded her husband snoring and got revenge for countless sleepless nights by remixing it into a song. Soon, Duck Mischief's track began picking up listens online, and now her husband's embarrassing snoring has been heard by over 500,000 people on Spotify. I'm a big snorer, so maybe that's my way into stardom, huh? I've got the mics already, so might as well give it a go. In 2017, while stand-up comedian Steve Hofstadter was walking to his gate at Los Angeles International Airport, he noticed a woman talking loudly and obnoxiously on her phone. Unfortunately, she was completely oblivious to the fact that the dog she'd brought with her was taking a big old Boston steamer on the airport floor. Several people pointed this out to her, but she just huffed at the inconvenience of being disturbed, saying, "They have people for that?" Steve was appalled, but continued to his gate. Shortly after he arrived, however, devastation hit as he spotted that same woman taking a seat in his boarding area. To make matters worse, she was now playing music loudly out of her phone. The Redditor knew he had to do something, otherwise he'd be stuck on an 11-hour flight to Tokyo with the horrible woman. So he meandered over to her, asking her in an innocent and friendly manner, "So, are you going to London for business?" To which she gruffly responded, "I'm going to Tokyo." Steve feigned surprise and gave her some helpful, albeit entirely false, information. That flight got moved to gate 53C. You'd better hurry. The woman, without so much as a thank you, huffed again and took off on the long walk to the other side of the terminal. With a long distance between the gates, it would have been impossible for her to find out she'd been swindled and returned to the correct gate in time, so Steve's flight departed with her nowhere to be seen. Excellent work, Hofstadter. Top marks. The Japanese government will certainly be grateful. In Christmas 2019, one brother decided to get his revenge for a year earlier when his sibling had given him his Christmas gift wrapped in multiple layers of duct tape. As payback, the duct tape recipient took intentionally making a present hard to unwrap to the next level by wrapping his brother's gift in concrete. On the bright side, he was kind enough to provide a hammer to crack it open and protective goggles for safety. What's next, Titanium? I'm looking forward to their Christmas updates. When Londoner Angel Exford started dating Michael Pfeffenfeld in 2018, she thought he was just a normal guy. There were a few red flags, however. Michael's social media snapshots of him posing in branded clothing and in front of expensive cars didn't quite line up with the lack of money he had available in real life. And on their first date, Michael arrived claiming to have lost his wallet, resulting in him using Angel's contactless card instead for the whole evening. After the two eventually stopped dating, things really began to get strange. Angel started noticing unauthorized payments on her card and assumed she'd been the victim of a random case of fraud until she saw what the purchases were. Someone had been using her card to pay for likes on Instagram as well as flights from Gatwick Airport. She traced the ID of the plane tickets, which revealed the name of the person who'd bought them, Michael Pfeffenfeld. It turned out Michael had stolen Angel's card details on their first date and was using her money to treat his real girlfriend and buy himself Instagram popularity. So, as revenge, Angel had Michael and his girlfriend arrested at the airport on the day of their planned vacation. To top it all off, Angel went to the press, where the story became national news, utterly destroying any online reputation Michael had sought to build up. Whoopsie. This next story comes from GNP Coins, a follower of our YouTube channel. They shared their story of a nightmare neighbor who let their dog do its business all over the neighborhood without ever cleaning up after it. With stinky surprises constantly being left in everybody's yards, needless to say, the commenter and the other residents soon grew annoyed. So the commenter took matters into their own hands. They began gathering the poops, which normally would seem like psychopath behavior, but hear me out. After 4 weeks, they'd amassed a collection weighing in at a hefty 15 pounds. They took this pungent load, dumped it on the dog owner's porch, rang the doorbell, and waited. When she finally answered, the commenter calmly explained that they were returning her dog's property. From that day on, no stray turds were ever spotted on any of the neighborhood lawns ever again. Another YouTube follower utilized a slightly less passive form of revenge after their roommates rudely devoured a chocolate cake they'd made for a friend's birthday. The commenter, Grumblebum of Oz, responded by baking another delicious-looking cake, only this time laced with 3 boxes of chocolate-flavored laxatives. Needless to say, the apartment's plumbing had its work cut out for it that night after the second cake was consumed without hesitation. But the most eyebrow-raising roommate revenge of all was carried out by another of our YouTube followers who, honestly, may have taken it a little too far. After Clumsy Puff's roommate ignored countless requests to stop using the commenter's shower products, it was time to get real. So Clumsy Puff spiked a bottle of hair conditioner with Nair Hair Remover. Then it was just a matter of waiting. Soon enough, their roommate's hair, which he'd previously claimed was his best feature, began falling out in clumps. As soon as the roommate figured out the cause of his unexpected new bald spots, the thieving finally stopped. Maybe this revenge was a little too harsh for some stolen shampoo.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An annoying roommate is one thing, but at least you can choose not to live with them anymore if things get particularly bad. It's a little more complicated with an irritating coworker. Unless you're willing to go through the arduous process of finding a new job, you're stuck with them for as long as you need the money your work pays. But that doesn't mean you can't get even from time to time. Tammy Deerhouse, another of our YouTube followers, shared a story of her dad's revenge on a coworker who was so worried about scratching his midlife crisis car that he insisted on parking across three spaces. Despite complaints from other coworkers who'd been forced to inconveniently park down the street due to the lack of spaces in the parking lot, his selfishness continued. So one lunch break, Tammy's old man bought five orders of fries from a local fast food joint, scattered them all over the midlife crisis mobile, and returned to work. Over the course of the afternoon, according to plan, the local seagull population came in and had their fill and left a few parting gifts in return. When the car's owner returned at quitting time, his precious vehicle was absolutely covered in bird droppings. The work of a true genius. When faced with a selfish coworker of a different kind who repeatedly stole packed lunches that didn't belong to them, a web user shared their unique solution. Filling their fish tacos with cheese and cat food made for the perfect prank, as the pet-quality whitefish looked just like human-quality tuna. A similar switcheroo was carried out against a jelly donut thief. These modified treats were filled with enough English mustard, which, unlike American mustard, is super hot like horseradish and wasabi, to blow the donut stealer's nose clean off. While neither of the outcomes were ever revealed, there's no doubt that these sneaky replacements would leave sufficiently nasty tastes in the thieves' mouths to stop them from doing it again. To top those, in 2017, Reddit user CigarDude shared a tale of an even more heated form of revenge after their lunch was repeatedly stolen at work. Being a big fan of spice with a supernaturally high heat tolerance, Cigar Dude had quite the collection of hot sauces and chili peppers, so he jammed a lethal combination into a chicken sandwich and left it in the refrigerator at work as bait. Sure enough, shortly before midday, he heard coughing and spluttering coming from the break room and entered to find one of his coworkers sweating buckets and panicking with no clue what to do. So Cigar Dude gave him a glass of water, which only served to spread the spice around inside his mouth and throat. With the heat building to intolerable levels, the thieving coworker threw up the small amount of sandwich he'd been able to swallow onto the break room floor. After that, Cigar Dude's lunches were safe and sound. And in this case, revenge turned out to be a dish best served hot. With road rage being a very real thing, it makes sense that there's a good number of stories of people getting payback for vehicle-based vexations. Like Reddit user Ryman T's revenge against his buddy who covered his car in toilet paper as a prank. In return, the Redditor used the same idea, only more colorfully, by painstakingly coating his friend's car in post-it notes over the course of 2 hours. Worth every second. A more extreme form of revenge was taken against a businessman in Burgas, Bulgaria, who wronged someone so badly they embedded 7 pickaxes into his car. The original Vandal's exact motivations back in 2005 remain unknown. Some have theorized it may have been the businessman's wife upon discovering his adultery, but I'm not convinced. I think this is simply evidence of why you don't mess with the Seven Dwarves. Sometimes revenge gets a little messy. Like in 2015, when supermarket chain Lidl announced they'd be lowering their milk prices. Independent farmers unable to compete with these lower prices weren't too happy. So a group of farmers in France drove their tractors up to the local Lidl and unleashed a torrent of manure on the building in protest. Boy, do I feel bad for the shop assistant tasked with scrubbing that smell out. That has become a recent practice amongst French farmers in recent years. They targeted even government buildings in protest with the poo. A similarly fecal form of revenge was exacted by a woman in Hillsboro, Oregon in 2017 after a thief repeatedly stole packages from her doorstep while she was out of the house. She taped up a box filled with a dozen of her four-month-old son's used diapers and left it on her doorstep with a note inside saying, "Enjoy this, you thief." She returned home to find the box gone and took great pleasure in imagining what the thief's reaction must have been when they took the package home and cracked it open. If they ever steal from that family again, they'd better bring a nose peg. As anyone who lives in the countryside will tell you, farmers don't take kindly to intruders on their land. So when a farmer in Jakuzovec, Croatia repeatedly found shoppers from the local market using his field as a free parking lot without his permission, he was furious. After asking them nicely to refrain on several occasions failed, the farmer decided to teach them a lesson by plowing the land around their cars while they were shopping. With the dirt turned over, driving out without getting stuck became almost impossible for the opportunistic parkers. Best of all, when the parkers called the authorities, the police decided it wasn't their problem as the farmer was within his rights considering it all took place on his private land. Technically legal, passive aggression is the best way to get revenge. There's no way to talk about passive-aggressive revenge without a single story of heartbreak. So, there you have it. Ending a relationship is rarely easy, but when somebody wrongs you in a big way, taking some sweet, sweet revenge can certainly dull the pain a little. When the prom date of one high school senior from Colorado not only ditched her for another girl, but also demanded the $95 he'd spent on her back, she obliged. Only she did so with a generous helping of pettiness to even the odds after being betrayed by him. She gave her ex the money, but she did so entirely in pennies. Talk about getting payback. But the most official form of a relationship ending is with a divorce. And when the reason for the split is adultery, it'd be almost wrong not to take some form of revenge. Back in 2007, a German man used the highest form of passive aggression when it came to splitting his possessions evenly with his now ex-wife. Using his skills as a mason, he took a chainsaw to their 26-foot-long summer house and cut it clean in half. I'd say that's an even split. This level of pettiness was exceeded by another freshly divorced German man in 2015 when he sawed almost all of his and his ex-wife's shared possessions in half. The resulting half chairs and even half car might make for a great art installation, but I don't think they'll be much use to anyone now. Still, it's one heck of a way to prove a point. And if there's anyone who deserves some comeuppance in the form of calculated revenge, it's bullies. And once in a while, they get what's coming for them. Like in this next story from one of our YouTube commenters, Kartoffelcom. After some neighborhood bullies kept demolishing the snowman he and his brother were building, they set up a trap for the snow bandits. Grabbing some old bricks, they constructed a small tower, built a snowman around it, and waited for their adversaries to try destroying it. Sure enough, later that day, they heard a scream of agony from outside. Upon investigation, they found one of the bullies on the floor clutching his painful, swollen fist, having tried to punch the snowman into oblivion. To finish him off, the brothers poured water over his legs, which soaked through and froze up in the cold. The lesson was learned. Never mess with the Kartoffelcom, the avenger of fallen snowmen. But one of the all-time greatest tales of revenge against a bully unfolded live on Boston's Hot 96.9 radio station in August 2017. A woman called in asking the host to call a guy she'd been on a date with and ask why he hadn't returned her calls. When the guy answered the phone, he revealed the reason he hadn't got back to her. It turned out the woman calling in was the mother of his high school bully. After discovering her on a dating site, he'd plotted the ultimate revenge against the bully, sleeping with his mother. And let's just say he achieved it. Understandably, the bully's mom was none too pleased to discover this, and presumably, neither was her son. But it was too late. The guy she'd slept with had already completed his decade-long payback mission, and had been broadcast over the airwaves for thousands of listeners to hear. Savage, but undeniably hilarious. If you were amazed at these stories of passive-aggressive revenge, you might want to check out part one of this series. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.